It's 8 o'clock. This is KBNF Regional News for Friday, April 3rd. I'm Patricia Naft. Officials from several local governments met in Telluride Wednesday to discuss the issues of affordable housing. This is Joan May, a county commissioner for San Miguel County.
There's a lot of conversation and a lot of people talking about it on the street and a lot of questions and a lot of suggestions and a lot of demand. So we thought we'd bring all the governments together and all the governments could state what their policies are for employee housing, what the trends have been and are, and what the projects are that are underway, how our housing programs are funded.
The pressure on the housing market is being felt in resort towns across the nation. May says that one of the nuances to this problem is that Colorado laws say that deeded housing, housing that's held to a lower than market value by the government, can only be supported by sales tax, which tends to disproportionately affect the poor. She says she's worried.
I do worry about maintaining our community, and I do think that the only housing that's going to be available for people who rely on wages will be deed restricted housing. I think free market housing, at least in the town of Telluride and Mount Village, will be completely out of reach. So that creates segregated community. That does worry me a lot.
She says right now there is no silver bullet. Governor Hickenlooper and the rest of the Western Governors Association recently put out a report about the greater sage grouse. It's a catalog of all the work that's been done to protect the bird in an attempt to sway the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service in their decision whether or not to list it as an endangered species. John Swartout is a senior advisor for Hickenlooper. He says that those collaborations have been effective in protecting the bird and fostering partnerships.
If you just use the Endangered Species Act as a listing, some of those landowners would tell the federal government, no, you can't come on my property. You know, I'm not going to cooperate with you. And you can compel me to do things, but I'm not going to cooperate. Denison County was able to create this structure where they've got their stock growers and industry and other folks working together for the betterment of this bird. That's powerful.
The Gunnison sage grouse was listed as threatened last year. The deadline for the decision on the greater sage grouse is September 30th. In 2013, tourists spent more than $17 billion in Colorado, and agritourism is one industry that's drawing visitors to the state. In Paonia Wednesday night, local farmers and beverage producers discussed what they could do to increase agritourism in Delta County. KVNF's Laura Pomisano reports.
About 30 people are at the Hive in Paonia. They are vineyard owners, cider producers, and farmers. They are discussing challenges they face when it comes to attracting visitors to the area.
We are in a geographically remote place, so getting people to come here is probably our largest challenge.
That's Revolution Brewery owner Gretchen King. Her fellow food and drink producers at the meeting agree their biggest problem is getting people to Delta County because it's not well known. They also say there needs to be more communication between businesses and cross-promotion so they can work together to increase agritourism in the area. Rob Kimball owns 5680 Vineyards.
What we've all come to realize over time is that we're far from cutting up a pie. We've got such a small pie and we need to grow it. And the best way of growing this pie is through the whole community.
Economists estimate in 2012, agritourism had an economic impact of $1.8 billion on the state. Local food and beverage producers at the meeting hope that by collaborating, they can bring more of that economic activity to Delta County. For KVNF, I'm Laura Pomisano.
For all its temperate weather and natural beauty, the western slope of Colorado can be a financially challenging place to live. There's been a lot of programs aimed at diversifying the economy and bringing high-speed internet to the area. Dave Knutson of Paonia thinks that more should be done on a personal level. He's giving a presentation about the research he's done and the experience he's had living in Delta County.
I could say the two major themes that really came out were, number one, your own lifestyle and what you've look at materially in order to survive and what you need to survive, the separation from needs and wants. A second thing is this idea of being really flexible and doing whatever it takes. A lot of people come here with an idea, this is what I'm going to do to make a living, and that has to be adjusted pretty quickly given what the local economy is.
Knutson will present at the Blue Sage in Paonia next Monday. A patient was transported in a specially equipped ambulance to Medical Center of the Rockies last Wednesday night after it was suspected that they had Ebola. The Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment ran tests today, and they turned up negative for the disease. The patient is still under care. The state Senate has approved the annual budget. It gained unanimous support from the Republicans, with most Democrats voting against it. Benta Berkland has more.
The $9.6 billion general fund pays for all aspects of state government, from prisons and roads to schools and economic development. Democratic Senate Minority Leader Morgan Carroll of Aurora says her party didn't have a voice because most of their amendments failed.
Many of the things that we believe in got shut out of the budget.
But Republicans who hold the majority in the chamber note that the bipartisan budget committee crafted the bill, and almost all of the GOP amendments also failed. Here's Senate President Bill Cadman.
Nobody was shut out. If you couldn't get the votes on your amendments, come back with a better amendment.
The measure now heads to the Democratic-controlled House for debate. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
And finally, the head of the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs was in Snowmass Village yesterday. Secretary Robert McDonald visited vets at the National Disabled Veterans Winter Sports Clinic. Aspen Public Radio's Marcy Krivenin reports.
We're glad you're here.
Flanked by his handlers, VA Secretary Robert McDonald makes his way toward the Snowmass ski area where veterans are preparing to ski. He stops to speak with David Williams from Florida.
Well, you can make it warm and have a lot of snow.
Yeah. I wish I had that power.
Williams is one of 300 severely disabled veterans in Snowmass this week. McDonald says skiing gives the vets confidence and gets muscles moving that aren't used often.
The work that we do for veterans who have these kinds of injuries, and to be able to get them out like this and skiing and really giving them a whole new purpose and a whole new activity is really remarkable.
McDonald also praised the VA employees at work in Snowmass. He's trying to turn the federal agency around after news in 2013 revealed long wait times for vets needing care and corruption within the department. Marcy Krivenin, Aspen Public Radio News.
Stay tuned for Western Slope Skies, followed by Alan and the Feel Good Friday Morning Music Mix. Thank you for your support of KVNF News. I'm Patricia Naft.